Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, dude? Here we go.
Here we go.
Doing this?
Yeah,
radio
we're doing
thing?
It. Yeah, it's on. We're on. We're good. We're live. I'm pretty sure. All right, anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
Debt.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call him 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah, pump it. So.
Kicked in the balls?
Yeah, pump it. You got to pump the septic. Okay. No. You distract me so much every single time. Playing video games can help you lose weight. That's right. According to a new study, gamers can burn up to 472 calories over a two-hour session. That is equivalent to doing 1,000 sit-ups.
Fat chance. Fat chance. Read that again. Just come on. Just read it again. I want to
472 calories per hour, in a two-hour session. So you're looking at 236 calories an hour. Uh-huh.
So 2 hours of video games or
1,000 sit-ups.
Yeah. That is, there's no way.
Hunter, see, I think you're getting hung up on the number of sit-ups. What you got to look at is heart rate, okay? You get your heart rate up. Like me, I burn calories every time I see your mom because it gets my heart rate up. That's what it is.
You're a bastard. But you know what? Don't sit here and try to tell me that 2 hours of video games does the same thing as 1,000 sit-ups.
Look, I'm not just
then
making up numbers.
Why don't these people on TV be like, oh, you want to do 1,000 sit-ups? No, just buy our video games.
Because not everyone's gamers, you know? But if you're playing an action-packed game, you're playing Call of Duty. Like, I've gotten sweaty sometimes playing Call of Duty, man. I think this is 100% true, and you get your heart rate up, you're going to do it.
Don't
you're
going to do it. And fill the ears of America with this BS.
For a guy who hasn't worked out since he was 18 years old, you'd think you'd be on board with this. When's the last time?
I should be leaning into this. You're right.
When's the last time you did a sit-up, Hunter? Huh?
It's been a while.
You own an electric bike, for God's sakes. Your muscles are so atrophied at this point. You should love this study, man.
I got a bunch of dried up rubber bands. I get it. You know what? But you can't just say things and then be like, yeah, that's true. That's how it is. No.
Look, if you're sitting there chugging Mountain Dew and eating a family-sized bag of Doritos, yeah, that's going to offset the calories. That's obviously a given, but, you know, if you're keeping it tight, you know, I think this will work.
Dude, the people that did this study should be punished. I'm telling you. You can't just say things. So you're telling me we need to do it then. I'm going to have one guy playing Call of Duty. I give him the most intense mission you can find, which I'm saying. Yeah, they get intense. Palms get a little sweaty.
Yeah.
And then the guy next to him that does 1,000 sit-ups, and you're going to tell me the guy in the video game chair is going to be just as tired, burning just as many calories.
Maybe not just as tired, but he'll burn just as many.
I will throw some money on that.
I'm just telling you, buddy. This is the science. I didn't make this up. I'm just telling you.
Science sucks now then, too, because they need to figure things out.
This is coming from the guy who has an electric bicycle.
I'm all for being lazy, dude, and shortcuts, and and that's fine. But you can't just say things that nowadays. People just say things, Brock, and they're like, yeah, it's true.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm excited about my new workout routine playing Leisure Suit. Actually, yeah, you know how many calories I burn playing Leisure Suit, Larry? For God's sakes. Man.
In your right arm.
Yeah. That's a lot of bodily fluids coming out during that game.
God, dude.
Lastly, according to a new survey, Americans waste over $70,000 in their lifetime on disappointing online purchases.
Ooh.
So what they did to come up with that was they took the average of $899 a year, which is a lot. But you think about, dude, we buy so much stuff online. Hell, you spend that in a month, for God's sakes. And then if you extend that over the life expectancy of 78.54 years, you get roughly $70,000. So you've had to have had things you've purchased that
you
were disappointed with.
In that, like the effort mode when you're online buying stuff, and it's always late at night. It's always you're laying on your side. You probably have a little bit of buzz. Mm-hmm. Going on, and you're just like, you know what? F it. Wham. Swipe.
I'll all the time.
It. Whatever.
All the time. It'll be sitting in my cart forever. I'll look at 9 million reviews. You know? I'll check out different products, and eventually, you're right. You have a couple cocktails. You're scrolling through your Amazon,
and
you're like,
on it so
screw
much.
It. You know? Purchase. And then and then you just wait. And then you wait for 2 days, and you get it. No, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I don't think yet maybe one or two things I've purchased where I'm like, all right, well, that was a piece of junk. I'm never buying that again, or, you know, but Not too
I have
many,
a lot
though.
Of just in case I need it purchases.
Oh, yeah.
That are sitting around, not even opened, probably in the closet. I might need it, you know, someday.
Look, I'll when it's it. On sale, it's not a waste of money when you buy multiple ones if you're going to use multiple ones, okay?
That's yeah, you just your clearance aisle items, though. You're
planning for the future, okay? And when that time comes, when someone's like, hey, you wouldn't happen to have a yada yada, you're like, I actually do have that yada yada. Yeah. I bought three of them. Here you go. You can have one. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a guy thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see too many ladies hoarding a bunch of.
Actually, right now, I'm wearing one of the 7 clearance shirts I bought at Walmart.
See?
Yeah.
But you know what? You got them, and you like them, and you got them.
I got T-shirts till the day I die. I'm going to die in one of these 7 shirts, man. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Smart purchase.
All right, so what do we got? We got burning calories, playing video games, and Brock's 7 clearance T-shirts. I'll take it. That is your morning dump. We'll be back with more. Bro.